Grant Thrive Podcast, episode 29. Why you should keep that day job for now. So I can totally understand the desire to try to get rid of that day job as fast as possible, but that might not be the best thing to do. I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning. Hey Thrivers, Jess here. Welcome to the show for this week. This week I am crazily running around getting everything sorted out for our new Thriver Circle members. So awesome to have you with us in the circle. If you're listening to this on Thursday morning as I release it, there's probably a few hours left to join us in the circle. Membership is closing today. So if you did want to join us and you'd forgotten about it, as soon as you listen to this, make sure to head on over to thrivalcircle.com and see if membership is still open. I'm really excited because we're doing something different in January. I'm actually running a handmade biz bootcamp for Thriver Circle members. We're going to do a 21-day program where we work on, you know, helping you to get clear and focused on what you want your business to be in 2016 and how you're going to get there. So for those of you who are in the circle, I hope you're as excited about that as I am. It's going to be super awesome fun, and it's going to be really, really useful and down to earth and practical for you to, you know, really G up your business in 2016. I know it's still a few months away, but I'm already thinking about 2016. Always thinking ahead. So I hope, you know, you really have an awesome rest of 2015 and are there ready to rock and roll with me in January. The program starts on January 11th. And if you're not a member of the circle and you're listening to this when membership has closed, make sure to get on the mailing list. You can subscribe over on thrivercircle.com or at Create and Thrive. Just look for the sign up and you'll be notified when membership opens again. And you'll also get access to my free handmade biz toolkit, which is full of some great free practical resources that'll help you to grow your handmade business. So today I'm going to be talking to you about the day job. A lot of people, I think, have this idea in their heads that you can't have a successful business and a day job. First of all, that's rubbish. You can have a successful business and a day job as well. It really comes down to, I think, defining what success means to you and getting really, really good at time management. So let's go through a few reasons why it's a good idea to not rush to quit that day job. I mean, I totally understand the desire. You know, some of us have jobs we don't mind, some of us have jobs we enjoy, but a lot of us probably have jobs we don't really like very much, and we only are hanging on to them because we need them. So I can totally understand the desire to try to get rid of that day job as fast as possible, but that might not be the best thing to do. So I'm going to talk about a few reasons why that's not the best thing to do. Possibly. Maybe it is. Everybody's different. So this is just some things to keep in mind if you are at that point where you're on that cusp of thinking, should I or shouldn't I quit the day job? So the first thing is there's no rush, okay? So you've heard me say it a million times, business is a marathon and a sprint. You're not going to suddenly wake up tomorrow and have a successful business, even if you wanted to, even if you devoted every single waking minute for, you know, the day, the week, the month. It's something that takes time to develop, and you just can't game it. You know, you can't rush it. You can work hard and be dedicated, and you know, you can grow your business quickly, but there's still a natural growth phase that just is going to happen. So with that in mind, there's no rush to quit your job, because you know, you can keep your job and start working on your business at the same time. You know, if you're thinking long term, if you're really serious about making your business successful, then you need to look into the future and go, okay, well, you know, set some goals. you might really, really want to quit your day job, but just know it's not possible for now. So that can be your motivation to really push yourself and grow your business, okay? The second thing, obviously, is you need to eat, and you need medical care, and you need to pay for your kids' clothes. You know, it's all well and good to dream about suddenly having a successful business, but we all need to be real. And the reality is that you need money to live. And if your business is not currently bringing in that money, you've got to get it somewhere. So chances are that somewhere is going to be your job, your day job. And that is, it's a good thing to have that job. You know, there's so many people in the world who don't have a job or don't have the ability to have a job that supports their family. And even if our jobs are a bit crap and a bit hard and a bit stressful, I think it's important to keep that in mind. And I've had those sort of jobs before myself. I've had jobs that I just dreaded getting up in the morning and going to work because it just stressed me out, or there was something horrible happening, or whatever it was. And I know how hard it is to stick around and hold on to one of those jobs. But I also know how important it is, because the fact of the matter is we need money to live. And if your business is not at the point where it's providing that money, you need to keep your day job. It's as simple as that. This, I think, is especially important for those of you in the States and countries like that that don't have, you know, for universal healthcare and things like that that we have in Australia. You know, if we don't have a job, we can still go to the doctor or go to the hospital and get free medical care. Okay, we're very, very lucky. We can still get social benefits in Australia. You know, you can get job allowances, and you know, you get money to eat and pay your rent and things like that. But for a lot of you listening, that might not be the case, and you know, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. You really need to keep your job in order to pay your bills and buy your groceries. And probably for those of you in the States, you probably have medical insurance or something tied up in your job as well. So for you, that is a really, really important reason to hang on to that job for as long as you can, even if it's, you know, not a full-time job. And that's another point, guys. Don't get stuck between this dichotomy of full-time day job and business. There are grades, there are steps in between. You don't have to immediately jump from one to the other cold turkey, okay? So the thing to think about here is gradations or steps. So you have, if you have a full-time job, can you pull it down by a day? Can you start working 4 days instead of 5 days? Can you even come down to part-time, you know, 3 days a week instead of 5 days a week? Can you job share with someone else who's in a similar position, who just wants, you know, who wants some free time to work on their own thing or whatever, for whatever reason? Job sharing is a great thing if you can convince your employer to let you do it. I mean, I was in education and that was quite common, so I don't know what it's like in your industry, but it might be something that you can do and look into. Or, you know, you can move to a part-time job in a similar field, you know, downgrade, you know, take a different job that still gives you that security, financial security, but allows you to spend more time growing your business. So that is another way to move between the two things. And of course, an alternate to that is, you know, a part-time job or a casual job doing something completely different. You know, if your job is just really horrible and really stressing you out, but you know you need to make a bit of money, really think about doing something just completely and utterly different. You know, focus on your business to fulfill you creatively and all of those sorts of things, and hopefully, you know, grow it to build, bring in some business. But look around for some other sort of job that will bring in some money but that just doesn't have the level of stress that you're dealing with now. Okay, the next reason to keep your job is really the kind of try before you buy mentality. You might have a fantastic idea for a business, but there's absolutely no way to know if it's a financially viable business without actually making it happen, okay, and actually growing it and getting sales and building a customer base. There's no guarantees in life or business, so I always think it's a good idea to get your business up and running and to start growing it and to actually get some sales and get some feedback from customers before you actually commit to making it a full-time thing. All right. So having your day job gives you that support while you test the market. You test your business idea in the marketplace and give it time, you know, 6 months to a year or even longer. I mean, I had my day job for over a year while I started Afferial. Now, to be fair, Afferial was my hobby. It was a hobby business. I wasn't actually planning on making it a full-time business at that stage, but I sure as heck was spending a lot of time on it and putting a lot of effort into it to grow it because I loved it and I just really enjoyed it. And that was enough to make me see that it was a viable thing, okay? So test it out, make sure it's viable before you take that really big step of quitting the day job. And the next thing, do you actually want a full-time business? You know, is it what you want? Do you want your business to be full-time, completely supporting you and your family? Or do you just want it to be a part-time thing? Do you just want it to be a side business that brings in enough money to do A, B, and C? Okay, you might want to make enough money to pay off, you know, the credit card every month or to take you and your kids on holidays once or twice a year or to buy that, you know, car that you've had your eye on, whatever it is, you know, to, you know, afford the yoga retreat you want to go on. There's nothing wrong with having a side business. If you don't want a full-time business, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with multiple streams of income. You know, having a part-time or even a full-time day job and having a successful and profitable side business. Plenty of people do it. There's no law that says you have to do one or the other. There's no law that says unless the only thing you're doing is your business, you're not successful. That's not the case. Success is whatever it means to you. There is no right or wrong here, okay? So getting clear on what success means to you, that is how you will know if you've got a successful business or not. And don't feel pressured by what other people are doing. Just because you're seeing other people, like me even, who have a full-time craft business, doesn't mean you have to. It doesn't mean, you know, if that's not what you want, that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with having a day job doing something completely different and then running your business as well. That doesn't make you less successful to be running a business and having a day job as well. You know, it might be something you really enjoy. You might not want the stress of totally relying on your handmade business for your income because, I'll be honest, it turns it into a job sometimes, okay? When you've got a little bit more freedom in your finances, in other words, you've got money coming in from elsewhere, you've got a bit more freedom in your business to be a bit more playful and a bit more risky and try new things a little bit more than those of us who it is our full-time income. Because we have to be a little bit more conservative. We have to make sure, you know, everything that we make and release is going to be right for our ideal customers. We have to make sure that we're doing everything, you know, as perfectly as we possibly can. And it's harder to take risks when it's your sole source of income. You know, that's for me, that's one of the reasons, financial reasons why I have a second source of income, which is, you know, the Create and Thrive and the courses and the Thriver Circle and things like that. Because I think multiple streams of income is incredibly smart. It's a very, very smart thing to do because if one thing goes belly up, you've got something else there to support you. So there's nothing wrong with having a side hustle or doing more than one thing. Okay. So just get that out of the way right now. another reason to keep that day job, and this refers back to the viable idea, is to build momentum up, okay, before you need to rely on it for income. So you know, like I said, there's that natural progression. You want to be able to have the time to actually build a customer base and build a reputation before you need to rely on that income, because that will make things easier in the long term. And, you know, hopefully you have an idea of how you want to build your business. Maybe you want to do markets. Maybe you want to sell online. Maybe you want to sell to shops. Whatever it is, having that day job and, you know, spending your spare time on your business will help you to build the momentum before you need to just solely rely on the income from your business. Because that's a pretty scary point when you get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm cutting the safety lines, I'm throwing myself off the cliff, and I need to solely rely on the income from my business to support me and my family. So, you know, you don't have to rush that decision. You don't have to do it tomorrow. You can take the time to build up your momentum. And related to that is the next point, and something that you really this is kind of, I think, a non-negotiable. You'll hear some people who say, just throw yourself out there without doing this and see what happens. But I'm a little bit more down to earth and cautious and realistic than that. And I think it is an absolute must before you consider quitting your job is to save a financial cushion. You need to have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved in a bank account. Okay, you need to make sure you have that money there so that if you take, you know, when you do take that leap, if things don't go the way you want them to go or things don't work out, you have that money there to safely support you and your family. I think that's just common sense, and that's just what everybody should do. And it will, you know, there is the element of throwing yourself out there without a safety net and that pressure pushing you to work harder. That absolutely is the case for some people. It depends on your personality. You know, if you know that you're just not going to do it unless you have to, then maybe that's what you have to do. But for, I think, most people, it's a healthy thing to have that financial cushion behind you, underneath you, so that you, no matter, you know you've got to work hard, but you also know that that is there so that you don't have to be quite as stressed as you possibly would have otherwise. So yeah, use your day job and treat it like that. You know, work really hard, cut your expenses, and really focus and set a goal. So, you know, if you are this in the position where you really want to quit that day job, go, okay, well, I'm, you know, to pay my mortgage or my groceries or whatever bills you have, I need X amount of money per month. How long is it going to take me, if I'm really strict with myself, to save that amount of money and put it aside in a bank account, a separate bank account? Do not leave this money in your normal bank account because it'll end up getting spent on something. I'm a big believer in separate bank accounts, like multiple bank accounts in different banks, even if necessary, so that you can put money aside and it's not easily accessible. I have like 4 different banks and I have different bank accounts in different banks for different purposes. So like I have a retirement account in a bank that I literally never look at. I don't have cards. I can't access it in any other way except got like ringing them up and possibly getting the money out or logging into online banking, which I never, ever, ever do. Literally all I ever see from that bank account is a yearly statement of the amount of money that's in there. And as far as I'm concerned, that money does not exist until I'm 70, probably 70 years old, 65, 70 years old, whatever. Okay, so set yourself, create a separate bank account that's not easy to get money out of and start putting money away in that account. Auto debits are a great way to do this if you can. Otherwise, just make it put an alarm in your phone or a thing in your calendar so you do it on a weekly basis. And that, again, can be a goal, you know, to set for yourself. When you get to X amount of money, you're in the position where you can quit the job or go down into part-time or whatever it is, and you know that you're in a safe position and you can do it intelligently and calmly and all of that sort of stuff. Okay, so that is a big recommendation, is to spend the time in your day job to save that financial cushion. And that can really help if your day job is a bit sucky, because you can go, okay, well, you know, every hour I work here, I'm saving that cushion for the time when I can quit. And that can kind of get you through the hard times. The next point I want to make is a really important one, and that is, if you're thinking, I want to quit my day job as soon as possible so I have more time to grow to my business and devote to my business, you need to realize that more time won't necessarily make you more productive. Okay. Is it Parkinson's law? Work expands to fill the time allocated for it. There is so much truth in this. Okay, if you've only got 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day to work on your business, I guarantee you're going to be laser focused and you're going to be working your butt off to make that time count, because it's all the time you have, right? It's kind of like, were you one of those people at school who like left assignments till the night before and then worked all night to get them done because you just didn't have any time left and that's how you worked best under pressure? Okay, I was not that person. I was like the total nerd who had their assignments done a week before, so I had time to put it aside and then come back to it with fresh eyes and go over it again. Yes, I was that person. and so for me, I am pretty good with getting myself to do stuff, right? That, you know, I'm good with planning ahead and time management and making sure I have enough time to get things done by the deadline. But some people aren't. And if you aren't one of those people, then having less time might actually be better for you, because you have the time pressure. You know you only have a small amount of time to get stuff done. If you're that sort of person who is not good at setting your own deadlines and is not good at actually working ahead of time and structuring your time, you need to learn how to get better at that before you go and become a full-time self-employed person. Because when you are a full-time self-employed person, there is nobody staring over you, there is nobody imposing external pressures on you, except your customers. Obviously, you have sales and you have customers and you have orders you have to complete, but that's it. Like, there's nobody there telling you you need to release that new product line by this time next week. There's nobody there telling you you need to get that blog post done tomorrow on time. It's all down to you. It's you have to decide what you need to do for your business, and you need to decide when you need to do it. So really think about that. You know, more time won't necessarily make you more productive, because you might end up wasting that time. So really work on learning good time management skills and strategies while you don't have a lot of time, because practicing, they're skills, they're things you can learn, okay? So by practicing good time management while you only have a little time, you should be better placed to actually do a better job when you have more time. So that is something to really keep in mind. So more time won't necessarily make you more productive. So there we go. Those are some reasons why you should possibly keep that day job for now, okay? Success is what it means to you. There's no rush to make it happen except what you feel you want to make happen. Don't feel pressured from outside or look at what other people are doing and compare yourself to them, okay? Do what's best for you. Build the momentum of your business before you need the income. Save that financial cushion. Make sure it's a viable idea before you commit to doing it full time. And make sure that, you know, full-time is really what you want. If you want it to be a side business, if you want it to be a part-time business, do that. There's nothing wrong with it. And yeah, see what works for you. That's what this all comes down to, guys, is doing what's right for you. It might be the right thing to quit your job right now. It might be the right thing to hold on to your job forever. It might be the right thing to reduce your hours slowly over time. But only you can work that out for yourself and know what's right for you and your family. I'd love to hear from you on this one. Come on over and share on the Facebook group or on the blog. Just look for episode 29 and the show notes for episode 29 and leave a comment and let me know where you're at. Are you going to keep that day job? Has anything I've shared today changed your mind about what you're going to do with your day job? I'd love to hear from you. I'd also just love to hear your feedback in general. I adore it when I hear from people who have found the podcast helpful. I can't say how much that means to me to hear that. So please do send me an email, leave a comment, or put a review on iTunes, even better, because that means other people can see what you think of the podcast as well, which is awesome. And you can subscribe over on iTunes or Stitcher, or just make sure you're on the mailing list over at createandthrive.com and you'll get an email every week letting you know when the next episode is available. Thanks so much for listening today. It's been awesome to chat with you. And this has been episode 29 of the Create and Thrive podcast. And I'm Jess Van Den. Now get out there and create and thrive. I'll talk to you next week.